This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lindell Report. We are going to take calls tonight, Brandon. We're going to talk about Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis. I want to get right into it, everybody. It's been what he did yesterday, because I'm not going to let up on this. Do we have the clip?
We do. You want to roll that, Logan?
Yeah, I want to roll the clip.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, also joining us here today is Libby Locke. She's a partner at Claire Locke LLP and is extraordinaire when it comes to First Amendment defamation. So, Libby.
Thank you, Governor, for having me and putting...
Okay, everybody. Let me tell you about Libby. Her real name is Elizabeth Locke. They call her Libby. She is the main partner at Claire Locke Law Firm. Now, what is Claire Locke Law Firm? They are the firm, not part of multiple firm, the firm that sued Mike Lindell, MyPillow, Rudy Giuliani, and the list goes on and on and on. If you're sued by Dominion, Claire Locke sued you, okay? Now, they also sent out threatening letters in 2021 to hundreds of people around the country that were just poll watchers. Some of them got so afraid, they went out and got that with this threatening letter to preserve evidence. So they go, what did I do? All I did was say what I seen. You know, they were poll watchers, Brand. They're just watching there, and they, you know, like any other election. Hey, I think I seen something. You better not up here. If you say you did, we're going to sue you. We're coming after you. A lot of them went and got home security systems. And if everybody remembers, we sued a lawyer, this group did. They made it a big lawsuit. All of them got together and sued Dominion. And that case is still out there. We'll report on that because we're not going to let up on this. The big news is here is, why was Ron DeSantis sitting there colluding with the Dominion lawyer, law firm? Well, I'm going to tell you, Brandon. Do you know what that roundtable thing was, or that him on his show there?
No, I have no idea.
It was to brainstorm how to sue people easier for defamation. Now everyone needs to know what defamation. Everybody, they have sued all of us in this country because we spoke out about these elections and these machines. So you get these billion-dollar lawsuits, and where's my First Amendment right of free speech, and to be sued for defamation? I mean, if they don't think that's standard, what's going on now? It's called lawfare. So Dominion, very much Smartmatic started it when they went after Fox News, of course, on February 4th of 21. But this is lawfare. This is destroying our country. This is what's holding us back. So when you have the Dominion law firm, it's not firms, everybody. It's law firm. This is it. He's right there colluding with Dominion. Now, there's two things I want to say about that. Someone said, well, if you look at the comments, and I got my thing up for Facebook here, so I'm not going to pull up all the comments, but people are going, well, maybe Ron DeSantis didn't know. Well, he made a comment, Brandon, calling her the best, a great lawfare lawyer, or not
defamation.
Lawfare lawyer, a great defamation lawyer. Of course she knew that's who she was. Because the thing was, so it'd make it easier to sue people. And Brandon, you should be very worried about that, because guess what? You're in the media.
And I'm on TV with you every night.
You know, you could get, if Claire Locke and Ron DeSantis have their way, they'll sue you just for appearing. You know, I mean, and this is what they're doing. This is part of what they're doing. We found out now that Ron DeSantis, and why everyone says, well, why are you so upset, Mike? I'm tired of this. You know, we have worked for 2 years now, not just Mike Lindell, but thousands, tens of thousands of people. You know, could be upwards of a million or two on the ground. People that quit their jobs and just went out there to canvass, do all these things, to go after all the lawyers hired. I've got $40 million put into this. All the stuff and effort to get our country, get rid of these electronic voting machines, get rid of these computers, just to have people. What's the biggest blockers we have? Republicans. Let me name them. Robin Voss in Wisconsin, Rusty Bowers and Doug Ducey down in Arizona. You have Brad Raffensperger over in Georgia and Brian Kemp. And let me tell you guys, we with these guys, where does that put, you got the Facebook fact checker, Alan Duke. Let's not forget these criminals. You know, when, you know, I call Alan Duke criminals. I mean, these guys, the ones I'm naming, it's actually criminal that they're blocking. They're half, you know, in on it as far as I'm concerned. Now let's talk about Ron DeSantis. Ron, if you're colluding, even those guys, as far as we know, didn't collude with Dominion. Maybe Brad Raffensperger, because he's down there buying Dominion machines in 2019, him and Kemp. Remember, they bought $110 million worth. But here's Ron DeSantis colluding in cahoots with Dominion, their law firm. And isn't it funny, everybody, that we, you know, you've seen on our show last night, we brought in our cyber guy, Jeff O'Donnell, and Jeff showed us the report of Florida in the 2022 election. The machines down there, the cast vote records, everybody, that we got for that finally Miami-Dade County gave us. Well, I kind of suspected, because it was a little deviation. How did Ron DeSantis win that? And then, you know, and just by 11% and just hadn't been red for decades. Well, what did we find out? We now have an example of the first big county. And by the way, all the other counties were checking in Florida in 2022. They didn't computer manipulate that election. They stayed away from Ron DeSantis, Brandon. And why do you think they did that, Brandon? I'm going to ask you that. Pretend I'm a... I'm going to ask you, why did they do that?
So, pose the question one more time.
The question is this. We just found out that they did no computer manipulation that we've seen at the cast vote records in Miami-Dade County in the 2022 election. That's the only one we found in the whole United States, other than other counties in Florida. Everyone were checking. They're going, they finally didn't do anything with the machines. Now, I'll tell you what I think, and you can either agree or disagree. Remember, here's Ron now colluding with Dominion lawyers.
Do you want to want me to give my reason as the layperson who's not the expert? Mine would be you have to leave. My belief is you have to leave one place in the state clean, so that when people scream and holler, you have one place you can go to test to say it was fair.
That's completely wrong. That's a good get. What they did by not cheating in Florida with machines.
In that one district, in that one area.
No, it's all over Florida. But okay. Miami-Dade County is the big one in the country that going, finally we got one. They cheat everywhere with the machines so that one doesn't stand out. You know what I mean? The one doesn't stand out, like one state. If I told you that Arizona won that – you know, or let's just say, Kerry Lake won 80 or 3 million votes to Katie Hobbs, 100,000 votes. What would you say? You'd say there's a machine problem, a computer problem, right?
Right.
Right. It's just what we've been talking about here. So if you have, it's people's expectations because of the fake polls and everything else they do. If you have you cheated. All these people got cheated in 2022. All your Mark Finchams, Kerry Lakes, Jim Marchant, Matt DiPerno, Christina Caramo, and down tickets all the way across their country. Why would the machine companies not cheat in Florida?
Why?
Here's what I think. We just seen Ron sitting with Dominion lawyers. Can you connect the dots? They probably, you know, could he be in cahoots with them and saying, hey, not only does it make, you know, they don't want Donald Trump. So this makes DeSantis look pretty good, doesn't it?
Are they setting him up to be president in 2024?
I don't know. I'm just telling you this. It makes it look pretty bad when they cheat all them other ones, and then they don't cheat in, you don't do any variable in Florida. So then he wins all this. You go, oh, look at this good governor. Look at this governor. All you got to be is a good candidate, and you can win like in a landslide. Well, he did win in a landslide because there was no computer manipulation. But you know what that tells you about the rest of our country, everybody? Everywhere is red. You take out the computer manipulation, and it's the reddest country you've ever seen. Okay? But and the media can try and twist it all they want. This is what I wanted to find out. It's a deviation down there. Now, if Ron DeSantis is going, you know, he hasn't said he's running, but obviously this has been going on. You should see the comments. You know, what would be the logical reason you're sitting there publicly meeting with Dominion lawyers? You know what that does when he did that? It puts a blessing on that Dominion. Dominion's an okay company, A. And he's also putting on there that, hey, we got to get these this Libby Locke, she said right on his show, you know, it's pretty hard to win defamation lawsuits right now. You know, we got to make it easier. Brandon, they're involved in hundreds of them right now, only them. So I say to you, I put Ron DeSantis for what he did. I take it very personal. And when you come after all the efforts we're doing to save our country and you give credibility to Dominion on there, I mean, shame on you, Ron DeSantis. There's got, you know, what's the agenda? We look at your Brad Raffensperger's and your Robin Vosses and your Doug Ducey that were all the blockers. Well, why would Ron do that, Brandon? Maybe because he wants to win and with the, you know, and the machines, hey, don't cheat me. We'll beat Donald Trump. You know, who knows? But all I know is he's in cahoots with Dominion lawyers. And he can't explain himself. I said before, what he should do is the people are united. We all want the machines gone. We all want, you know, that's 80, 90% of our country. If you ask anyone in this country, I don't care if they're a Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter. I've asked them all, even the Democrats. But of course we want paper ballots and count it. Enough is enough. You know, why wouldn't we? Machine companies won't even be transparent. You want to be like Brazil? You know where Brazil is sitting now, right?
Right.
Bolsonaro's gone. They're sitting over there. They're done. They couldn't look in the machine. No paper, even if there was paper, there's nothing to count because it's just a machine. They could take the machines over there and just make them with no insides. It'd be very cheap. Take a computer, no insides, and have little lights on it. You get done with the election, you go, and the winner is. Type in whatever number you want. If you can't look in there, they could just well be hollow with little lights on it, make believe. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, I'm telling you, I put Ron DeSantis now with what he did in the same bucket as Robin Voss, Brad Raffensperger, Alan Duke, and the list goes on. He just made the top five, period. And everyone, you guys can call in right now. Give them the call-in number.
Okay, 901-316-8404. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 901-316. You want to put it on the screen, guys? 901-316-8404, 901-316-8404.
Okay. All right. And I want to think what people say about that. I want to hear from people what you have to say about that. I know one thing. I am not going to sit and work 2 years just to have some. It doesn't matter if you can sit there and go, Ron DeSantis is a great governor. He did all this stuff. I don't care if he's the best governor in the history of the world. By you taking away And not just not believing in the election crime, but you're getting in cahoots with them? Brandon, I'm sorry. That's the old, hey, we did pretty good over here, but these guys are okay. No, they're not. He just became the top four blockers in the country. The worst, I can't think of anything worse, period. And the people need to, you know, oh, that's great down there. Well, you know what? You know how Ron can, let's show his true colors? All you people that live down there in Florida, demand paper ballots hand counted. See what old Ron says. Send letters to him after this. We should put emails up. I want to get Ron's email.
All right.
And I get the call in for them too, the phone number to call in. And the people can do that. I want people to send them emails and say, hey, you know what? In light of what you did, show us that you didn't, that you have the people's back, and say we want paper ballots hand counted in Florida. That's what you got to have. The whole country needs that. And then you know what else Ron should do to make up for what he did? Endorse Donald Trump tomorrow morning. Because otherwise, it looks pretty suspicious that you're making in cahoots with Dominion, Ron, and then you, Governor, I'm not calling him governor right now because he doesn't deserve my respect as a governor. If you had him on there and did what he did, Brandon, I got $6 billion or $8 billion worth of lawsuits against me and MyPillow, you know, thousands of employees that are sitting here, their jobs at stake, and he's sitting there with Claire Locke, with Elizabeth Locke, saying, we got to make it easier to sue companies like MyPillow. That's what they were doing, Brandon.
Wow.
We got to make it easier to sue Frank Speech and Brandon House.
Well, it'll be the truth for all talk show hosts. I mean, and again,
and the people they have on. Do you understand?
Yeah. And well, this is what the left is doing, and this is what the United Nations is doing.
No, the left didn't do this. Ron DeSantis just did it.
Right, but I'm saying the left is also going to be happy about this because the European Union, the United Nations, they're all working on legislation right now to throw us in jail and define us if we speak the truth about Islam, the LGBTQ agenda, transgenderism. Right. Yep. So what I'm saying is we are now have people coming at us from the right and the left. So now we're being squeezed.
100%. You guys in Brazil, remember, they couldn't speak out when they took Lula back out of prison. He was in prison for 8 years for crimes against the country. The cartels took him out to run for president. And if you badmouth them, you could go to jail.
That's right.
You couldn't even badmouth them. And, you know, that same person or a person just like him, Jenna Griswold in Colorado just a year ago, put stuff in language in there. If you badmouth the Secretary of State, it's a crime. They took it out of the bill. But they pushed it as far as they could. You follow me?
Yep.
And you're right.
And
now
coming
in for this.
In fact, we had a news story tonight at the end of War Room with the guy from Revolver saying that there's a guy that made funny memes during the 2016 election about Hillary Clinton. And it was obviously, you know, supposed to be funny. He makes these funny memes about Hillary and voting day. And the Biden administration is trying to throw him in jail for 10 years.
Yeah, well, and then you look at the memes they did against Donald Trump and myself. I mean, you should see the memes about me that are out there. Gee, okay, maybe I could get my balance this out. Ron DeSantis and the Dominion lawyers, they make it easier, and I could start suing people for defamation, huh? I mean, you guys, this is our First Amendment right. They're taking it. That's the first thing they take is your voice. They couldn't take our voice, but they're trying to take it now a different way. And let's just sue everybody. Go after everybody. Defamation. It's unbelievable. And it doesn't matter, everybody, if they plan on winning. If they don't play, you know, it doesn't matter if they win or not. They run you out of money. It's over. They'll just run anybody.
And you're talking about
defamation. And you better make a deal.
And you're talking about a machine company that don't they get government money, Mike? So you're not talking about an individual.
They basically are the government. These machines run our elections. They're workers, everything. Ron DeSantis, shame on you. I'll tell you what. Your ship has sailed. The people are never going to vote for you if you decide to run for president.
Here's
you
his just number.
Will save, you just will save face, because if he announces he's running, Brand, I will spend every minute of every day on here running a rerun of what he did in cahoots with Dominion. You know, I'm sorry. He cannot discredit everything we've done for 2 years now. And he said, just because, look at all the good things I've done in Florida. Dominion's just fine. Look at, I won by a landslide. Do you understand now? He won by a landslide because they didn't do any cheating. Do you ever hear of the Uniparty, Brandon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now think about that. Now I'm going to ask you the question again. Why do you think there was no, we found for the first time ever in any of the elections we've checked throughout Florida, including Miami-Dade County, the biggest county we've seen, there was no, in other words, it was a completely computer-free of crime election. It's what we should have, because it's like having an election and you don't have machines. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
They made a mistake. Now they showed us what that looks like. Right? You follow me?
Yep.
So we have an example with that, and we have all the evidence of all the other counties in the country in 2022. We have the cast vote records. We have the Edison research. We have the report. So here we go. Every one of these was cheated, suppressed, and this one stands out. Do you understand? Let's say that you had done just what you did in Florida, which was not cheat. Dominion says, hey, we're not going to cheat. Let's, Ron, we talked to Ron. Let's just not cheat down there, because it'll look really good that Donald Trump's candidates and the other candidate, the People's Choices out here that want to change our election platforms, will cheat all of them. And they expect Ron to get a lot of votes. It'll make him look good because, hey, machines are just fine, Brandon. All you got to do is do the perception you did good things for your state. I was there when Ron shut down the beaches. I was in Florida when he shut them down. Those were decisions back then. You had to make it. We were in an anomalies. I'm not blaming him for that. But I'll tell you what, you knew if you can't play plausible deniability on this one when all of a sudden you're the only state that doesn't have computer. We have it in black and white, the only state, the only one in the 2022 election that didn't have computer manipulation. And it's Ron DeSantis. And next thing you know, he's colluding in cahoots with Dominion lawyers.
And again, the question is, you mentioned Uniparty. Is the Uniparty setting him up for a run? Are they building his confidence and building his brand, and they're setting him up to run him? And I think Roger Stone has done quite a bit on how the Republican Uniparty leaders, the George W. Bush crowd, are all for DeSantis.
I heard the Koch brother, there's one, I guess. Heard they're for.
So there you DeSantis. Go.
Remember, everybody, DeSantis popped over to endorse Harmeet, right? In the RNC run that I was in, he did that on a Thursday before the election. Okay, now everyone really follow this, everybody. So he endorses Harmeet on Charlie Kirk's show, of all things. That's bizarre. So he endorses Harmeet on Charlie Kirk's show. And shortly after that, a couple hours later, Harmeet comes into my suite I have where everybody coming in. And she tells me straight out, if I win, you're not doing anything with election crime or integrity with the RNC. Not one thing. And she said she's the one that pulled out of Arizona, not Ronna McDaniel. Harmeet made that decision after she took $250,000 in legal fees to look at the case. Yep, I looked at it all here, $1,100 an hour. I looked at it. That's what she got, $1,100. Yep, boy, it looks really good. But you know what? I got to go. I'm going to go because I don't want to get sanctioned. That's what she told me. You can get sanctioned. Well, then let's just not ever do anything, huh? You get a little punch in the nose. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to hunker down here for lawfare. That's what Ron DeSantis and these lawyers were trying to do with that meeting, to get it so that if you voice your First Amendment right of free speech, you can get sued easier. This lawyer, this Libby Locke, horrible, horrible, horrible person that would do this to our country And she sits there. Yeah, that's right, Libby. Come on, sue me. Oh, that's right. You already have, right? You know, I'm telling you, for her to sit there and say, it's really hard to sue for defamation. We need to make it easier. Thanks for your help, Governor. Let's work together. It's disgusting. Let's take some calls.
Yeah, here we go. We got the first one coming up. William from New Mexico, line one. William, you're on with Mike Lindell. William.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Mike, I'm on board with you with DeSantis. I agree. I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to make three quick points about President Trump. Don't get mad at me. Just hear me out on this, okay? I really think this guy is starting to go sideways and somebody needs to straighten him out. Number one, I disagree with you when you say it was okay for him not to. It was okay for him not to endorse you. He should have endorsed you. You are his most loyal guy, and you would have exposed the machines. And he would have had a real chance in 2024. Did you see the Charlie Kirk thing where he said that there was a delegation from Mar-a-Lago that went down to the RNC to lobby for Rona? Are you aware of that? That happened?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. But before you get too deep into that, I have talked to Rona. Rona's the one that says she would work with me, and she's keeping her word. And Harmeet said straight out she would not. Now, our great president didn't endorse anybody. I didn't go to him and ask him to endorse me. This wasn't voted on by Donald Trump or by the American people. I won the Rasmussen report by a landslide. This is voted on by 168 people, and a lot of them, you know what? They're going to be held accountable now because Ronna said that they're going to work with me. So if they don't, she's going to have to hold them accountable. Let me tell you what the great thing that came out of the RNC thing. I got to meet these, most of the 168. When we go to states and we do our work there with the grassroots, with the precinct people, with the legislatures, with the governors, with the secretary of states, with the attorney general, the last thing I need are blockers. And the GOPs in a lot of these states were blocking me, and now we're going to be working together. I don't care if they help, but just don't block what we're doing, because we've got a job to do and get rid of these machines and fix our election platforms over the next 2 years. And we're going to get it done. And it's going to be a lot easier now without those blockers. But what else do you have with our President Trump?
Have you ever told Trump about the vaccine, why it's so bad? Have you ever, like, confronted him to his face about why these vaccines are horrible?
He's had many people talk to him. Then you'd have to talk to him about that. You don't hear him talking about it anymore. He doesn't talk about it. He said he would have never went for mandates. And I haven't heard him talk about the vaccines for a long, long time. Have you heard that recently?
Yeah. No, I have heard it. Yeah, recently he said it was on America's Voice Network. He tried to say it saved like 100 million lives and stuff like that. And he would say he didn't have the mandates, but he said it was a good thing. He keeps saying it's a good thing. I can give you the clip if you want.
Yeah, I don't.
He's got to change his view on that. I think I think his base is going to be very mad if he doesn't change his way on that. Because I mean, the thing, they are poison, and you know that.
Go ahead. Yep.
Okay. So did you hear about him and Kari Lake having that thing in Mar-a-Lago for the 500 sodomites down there after the Respect for Marriage Act was passed? And he said he would fight for these homosexuals. That's an abomination to God. I don't see how that's going to appease his base, too.
Okay, so Harmeet and Kari Lake were down there for that?
No, just Kari Lake and Donald Trump.
Okay. And what was that again?
That was they had a thing. It was a gala for the almost after the Respect for Marriage Act passed like a month ago. They had this gala for these 500 sodomites, and then Kari Lake was praising the homos, saying, "Oh, I've worked in media, and 90% of them are homosexuals, and they're better than straight men."
Are you talking about the log cabin, the gay Republican log cabin?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know on that. I mean, all I know is, that I don't even know how to comment on that. I would, you didn't see me down there, did you?
That's a good comment. That's a good comment.
I'm not their advisors. I'm not their, you know, would I went down there? No, I did. You know, I'm not when they, you know, they, you talk about, you know, I'm a born again Christian. I know what the Bible says. And, but, you know, there's a, am I going to go out and do and go down there for whatever this is? I don't know what this cabin thing is and stuff. I, you know, I guess I'd probably be able to give a better answer, but it sounds like I definitely wouldn't be something I would go to. And I don't know what was said by Kerry Lake or President Trump, but I'm listening to you, and I see that there's a lot of, I just got a call today by the Guardian, and they said, you know, Mike, the President Trump is losing we think he's losing a lot of his Christian base, and I'm going, and then I switched it over to DeSantis because, you know, to me, let me tell you, everybody. We know Donald Trump was the best president we ever had. And you got whatever decisions he made, political decisions manifested to December of 2019 to the best time ever. Everybody's physical things had gone up and highest consumer confidence ever, in spite of all the attacks by both sides. And, you know, is there mistakes made in politics? Is there mistakes made? Absolutely. Not everybody's like me where I just say, this is who I am, period. I'm not going to change. I was the same person before, the same person after, and I would be the same person if I was a president, a governor, whatever. I'm not going to change to get to go over here against my moral compass or my, you know what I mean?
Well, you were asked to endorse a Republican. And you're like, well, wait a minute, aren't you pro-abortion? And what was her response?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a good point, Brandon. They, this Republican and the example I had there, because the bottom line is I can only speak for myself. I'm not going to take someone. I mean, if they lose because of decisions they're making, if they're losing some votes, then you better look at the other person. I'm here to tell you right now, Ron DeSantis is going against the freedoms of your elections. Everything that's happening in this country came from those machines and those elections being stolen. The 2020 election, the 2022 primary, the 2022 election. And that's a fact. The RNC, they made one big mistake. What was it, Brandon? They didn't get rid of the machines and make these platforms right for 2022 after they'd seen what they did in 2020. Because of lawyers that said, no, don't do that. You know, just like when they went after Google for 6 months, that one press of a button, all their emails were going into spam. And then they finally went after Google and went to sue them, and Google turned them back on again. Well, how is that any different than electronic voting machines, Libby Locke? But back to the thing what Brandon said there, a Republican came to me this was 2018. Mike, will you do an event for me? And I said, no. I said, you're pro-choice. And she goes, no, I'm right in the middle. I go, what do you, half kill a baby? I said, here is the headlines. Mike Lindell goes against his Christian values to back a Republican. Ain't happening, right?
You also run around endorsing Dr. Oz either, did you?
No, I did not. I absolutely did. I mean, you know, and I've learned my lesson. I've been very careful. There's a person or a couple of people from that RNC thing that indirectly, either through conversation, thought they were getting my endorsement. And then I find out, you know, later, or that person in Ohio that time that we went back and forth on. And the person in Ohio said, you know, there was no fraud here in the 2020 election. No problem in Ohio. He badmouthed me for going after electronic voting machine. That's my number one thing. If you're not behind what I believe in, I'm certainly not going to endorse you for anything. So any of those RNC people that thought that they had an endorsement and they're against election crime, ain't off the table. You know, if you had a, you know, so, but let's keep going.
Kathy, line two. You're on with Mike Lindell. Kathy, line two.
I really appreciate what the two of you are doing to help our country. Mike, I don't know if you remember or knew that in 2022, Ron DeSantis extended the legal liability and immunity people who claimed harm because of the shots, and he extended it to June of this year. So that was probably mid-2022. It was in fine print in another bigger bill. A few people dug it out and found it and were very surprised that Ron DeSantis extended that legal liability immunity to pharmaceutical companies and anybody distributing and lying about the jab. So you might want to remind people of that one, too.
Wow. Did you know about that, Brandon?
Yes, I did.
And I've heard there's many things. I mean, I could sit here and go, Ron voted against the having the wall. I mean, all these things that I've heard, but I haven't had a chance to dig in. But it doesn't matter. I don't care if he's the perfect governor. You just went against the only thing that's going to save our country, and that's get rid of these computers in our elections, period. If we don't, we're done. Now, will they all be gone by 2024? I don't know. But whatever that footprint is, I'm telling you, I got some big announcements coming here next week. It'll be Monday now, everybody. I wanted it to be Friday. Monday is going to be huge. Huge announcements. But I'm telling you, if we don't fix our election platforms, and the reason I say that now, there's a lot of things you got, but 99% is computers, including the voter rolls. That's just another computer. You got to clean them. You got to get rid of them. Electronic polling books. When you come there, the electronic poll books. When you get there, all your names on there. They're just names. Then you got over here. You got the machines. And let me tell you, anyone right now, I'm going to tell you this: all you Republicans out there, all of you that think, and that includes a lot of you RNC 168. Any of you think that getting out and promoting early voting, let's just go and ballot harvest and early vote and get people, you go vote early. There's a thing. You can't vote early and often. So you get one vote, and that vote needs to be done the day of the election because it's a lot harder to manipulate the vote with computer on the day of the election. Why do you think we told everybody to vote day of? In Maricopa County, they knew Carrie Lake did that in the primaries. She overran the algorithms because almost everybody voted day of. In the 2022 general, they go, okay, how are we going to beat that? Everybody told Carrie Lake or the people in Arizona to vote day of. I know. Let's make it so none of the machines in the Republican areas work. That's what they did. 60% did not work. So you come in with your ballot. You stick it in there, doesn't work. Put it in the box. So you put it in the box. What did that vote become? It became basically a mail-in ballot. Where did they go? They didn't go through Edison Research where every vote's supposed to go through. 300,000 don't have chain of custody. It's so bad down in Arizona, but thank the Lord that we have lawyers that are brave enough and not like Harmeet, who backed out down there. But we have lawyers. We're in appeal right now, everybody. We're in that appeal. We have it's black and white evidence. Here it is. Boom. You got to have a new election. Period.
Here's a new article I just found while you were talking. This is from Big League. I know the website well. Ron DeSantis, this is February 7th, refuses to ditch harmful Soros-funded ERIC voter roll manipulation software in Florida.
Isn't that something? And when was that?
February 7th, 2023.
There you go, guys. February 7th.
Yes, that's yesterday. That's yesterday.
Okay, listen, everybody. Ron is, he's probably worse than Rassenberger and Robin Voss and Alan Duke combined. And throw in Doug Ducey, throw in Rusty Bowers, throw them all in. He's going right to the bad guys. The ERIC there, the Soros-funded ERIC, you guys, ERIC, Alabama, we've worked hard. Alabama, they just got rid of ERIC in Alabama. Louisiana was the first state to get rid of it. They need the dirty ERIC. And by the way, that was supposed to be a thing that was to clean voter rolls. Let me tell you what ERIC does. How about Wisconsin? 7.4 or 7.3 million names on the dirty ERIC voter rolls. And if every single eligible voter registered to vote in Wisconsin. It's a little over 4 million. Why do you have 3 million names, Brandon, on that dirty rolls?
They have a half a million dirty names in Florida. A half a million.
Yeah. And by the way, everybody, in Florida, just so everybody, I'm going to give you a recap of the 2020 election. The number one state in the country that had vote, remember, every state had votes taken. Everyone, we've showed it here on Frank, it's right. It's still, you can go see it anytime you want to fix 2020, one of the tabs, and go state by state. California being number one. And this is the computer ones we know of, everybody. This wouldn't be your 2,000 meals cheating and stuff like that. I call that organic cheating, where people physically sit in a war room and sign these things and put ballots through, or like we've seen in the tape in Georgia, just putting the same stack through over and over and over and over and over again. No, this is the computer manipulation. In California, a little over 1.5 million votes from Donald Trump to Biden. In the state of Texas, comes in at number two theft, 1 million votes. And number three is the state of Florida. 965,000 votes in the 2022 election stole from President Donald Trump. Now, let me tell you, we have something better in Florida that we don't have in any other state. In the state of Florida, for the 2020 election, everybody, we have the Dennis Montgomery. We have that, the Dennis Montgomery data, which, by the way, still sitting there. We'll give you a big update on Monday on everything. It's going to be really good come Monday. So here's the Dennis Montgomery, that camera angle, and that shows, like we've had here in Frank's speech, about 960-some thousand votes from Donald Trump to Biden. Then you have people there like Defend Florida that went out and canvassed. They got the voter rolls that we get, the registered voters, who voted and who didn't vote. I've got almost all of them for every state. They took that and they went out and canvassed. And they went out the, I think it was 70, 80,000 names you go canvass. You go to a house, you say, eight people here voted. You find out it's a one bedroom house. The person living there didn't even vote. The other seven names you look up, four of them don't live in Florida and three of them are deceased. Okay. So you take those numbers. They went through, it was like 20 some thousand. It was like a 1 in 3 fail rate. Now, granted, we sent them to where we knew there was going to be the highest amount of this happening. But we took those numbers. Remember, Brandon, I took calculus. The one thing I did pretty good at, I took calculus in ninth grade. We took the numbers and you extrapolate them over the state of Florida, all the counties and all the people. And the theft comes out to like 960-some thousand, almost identical from the Dennis Montgomery camera.
Wow.
Now we got one more camera angle, everybody. Remember those cast vote records, Freedom of Information Act. You all went out and got them, everybody, before September 3rd. One of them you got there was Miami-Dade County. In the 2020 election, everybody, Miami-Dade County and all of it down there, all of it shows machine manipulation, and you guess what? You extrapolate them out, and you get 900 and some thousand. So it's like having three camera angles at a diamond heist, at a robbery, and they all, yep, there's another angle. Same thing, though. Remember, you can't change what really happened. But isn't that funny? So in Florida, we have a perfect print of computer theft from three different camera angles from 2020. And then 2022 comes along and you have all the camera angles and no machine. It's quiet on the Dominion front, as they say, quiet on the Dominion front. And those dirty voter rolls were not used. That's weird that Ron wants to keep them. Way to go, Ron.
You want to hear Governor. More? You want to hear more?
Yeah, let's hear more. And then he's sitting there in cahoots with Dominion. And you don't think this is planned?
And it gets worse. The same article says, iconic political operative and journalist Roger Stone reported on how DeSantis hired a far-left demagogue to lead Florida's State Department of Motor Vehicles, giving this hostile interloper access to sensitive voter data. Quote, the governor made a misstep when he appointed Palm Beach Commissioner David Kerner to head Florida's State Department of Motor Vehicles and to oversee both the Highway Patrol and Motor Vehicles Division records, giving Kerner a backdoor to Florida's voter rolls. Kerner, a liberal Democrat, surprised everyone by endorsing the Republican governor when it appeared that DeSantis was headed for the landslide that would ultimately manifest itself, end quote. DeSantis and Kerner both aggressively pushed the senior citizen community in Palm Beach County, jointly boasting of a 40% vaccination rate among the seniors. Kerner, a cold and brutal vaccination advocate enforcer, used a Palm Beach County COVID-19 vaccination compliance task force as a jackbooted, uniformed, Gestapo-like strike force, terrorizing businesses and harassing individual citizens while levying heavy fines on any business owner who declined to require masks or individual citizens who refused to wear them, end quote. It appears DeSantis is attempting to build a coalition to upend America First and take the Republican Party back to the days of Bushism. He may be the most subversive and dangerous rhino out there right now.
He is, by far. He proved that just yesterday. Here, he doesn't get rid of Eric. He's colluding with the Dominion lawyers right out in public, puts it out there. And all of a sudden, we check, we get our results back from his state, and they didn't cheat against him. You know, if you're a rhino, everybody, let me just tell you, if you're a rhino, remember, Ron won. All they had to do was not use the computers anyway. It makes it look like he won a landslide, which he did. Ron, that's a fair election. Let's just go one state to the north, another one of the worst. And by the way, when they're doing stuff like this, this is criminal. This ain't rhino stuff. This is rhino crime. Rhino crime, call it. So you're a criminal and a rhino. There's rhinos. But then there's rhino criminals, rhino crime, we're going to call it. So here's rhino crime to the north. Good old Brad Raffensperger. Let's talk about Brad's election. If you're a Democrat in Georgia and you want one of those big places, you ain't going to win. Brad Raffensperger was polling at 36%. 36% the night against Jody Heitz, the night before the election. And he gets, with great polling, by the way, everybody, these pollers are never off by 3-4%. They even said it made the polling look bad because Brad cheated, did the old 51-49, and he wins with 51%. Now, you think about this. So if you're controlling, that's a uniparty for you people. People say, well, what's gotten into our country? Who attacked us? China? I'm going to go through it one more time. China, the CCP, the deep state, the globalists, and the Uniparty. The Democrats warned us to get rid of these machines for decades. We've had Clint Curtis on. He set the first algorithm. He voted for Biden. He voted for Biden, and he still is a Democrat. It's kind of weird, but that's fine. He wants to get rid of the machines, okay? So, you got Alan Dershowitz wants to get rid of these things. He wants to get rid of them. Now, you got Democrats that Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, our vice president. I can't say our vice president. The one that's acting like a vice president, but not is Kamala Harris. She wanted the machines gone. Okay, all of these people. So when the Democrat Party in and have this, that just added to the cabal. But Ron DeSantis, when that said the most dangerous rhino, you guys. I'm not kidding. You add all those up together. Imagine if this guy was our president. We will never get rid of these machines, and we lose our country, period.
Yep.
He's sitting there in cahoots with Dominion. This is disgusting, and all these other things are, we've seen signs. We heard that, and, at least he's done something so blatant. I will never let up this pedal. That is so dangerous that he is doing this with Dominion and want to and keep the machines. And Brandon, what a way to do it. It's all marketing. So when you're in cahoots with the other side and you're part of the Uniparty, okay, when you're part of the Uniparty, like obviously Ron is, the rhino he is, when you're part of that now, and what are you going to do? Of course you're going to make your state look good. You make a deal with the machine companies. Obviously he's right there with their lawyers. Hey, how about we don't steal any votes from me so I can win like a landslide and really look like the people's governor? He didn't vote for the wall. Yep. Everybody, he didn't do anything.
Let's go to Florida. We have Colin. Colin from Florida, line one. What do you think about what you're hearing tonight, Colin from Florida?
Hey, y'all hear me?
Yep. What do you think about what you're hearing? Your governor.
Hey, I'm just going to say, hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. I love Mike Lindell. Thanks for y'all's service. I throw in my two cents. I'm a combat veteran. I live here in Bradenton. In 2019, I have my own business. Was going great. 2020, over here in Bradenton, Florida, they locked down. They locked down for like 2 months. I lost everything, and nobody would help me. I called every congressman. I called every office in the state. They didn't give a damn. And I knew a lot of small business owners here. We didn't get any help. And then DeSantis is out here touting, that he's never locked down. Yeah, okay.
He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. I was there when he shut down the beaches. I'm down on the beach, Brad. They're going, I'm sorry, you have to get off the beach. I go, what? I go, are you out of your mind? I mean, really, I thought I was going to get arrested. I stayed on the beach that day. Don't get me wrong. I wanted to get arrested. I never heard of being so stupid in my life. You shut down the beaches.
I got pulled over one night and pretty much harassed by the local sheriffs, which I was really shocked that they were going to, act the way they did, because I was out. And I said, what does this make me a suspect because I'm out and you all have it locked down? I said, you don't lock down my constitutional rights. I serve this country. I'm not going to be talked to or treated like that. And people are blind to DeSantis pushed the biggest red flag laws in the country. Wait a minute.
Did you say DeSantis is pushing red flag laws?
No, he already did. In Florida, we have the pretty much the strictest red flag laws.
Well, that's interesting because I have a whole article right here on why red flag gun confiscation orders are not constitutional. I mean, I was going to do more on this tonight, tomorrow. I mean, we've been covering red flags.
There you go. Do it tonight. Whack DeSantis more. You guys, we got to get rid of this guy. He shouldn't even be a governor. How did he, think what you guys got to think. If Donald Trump, what did Roger Stone say? If Donald Trump didn't get behind him when he got him elected, he'd be working in a McDonald's or something. I can't remember what Roger said.
Well, yeah, that's right. Because it was President Trump that came along, endorsed him, helped him win Congress, which set him up to run for governor. And then, of course, President Trump endorsed him last fall. Remember at the rally?
I think that was before. See, people have to realize now, we really got it. One thing that this thing has revealed, everybody, is not just revealed the rhinos, but also the criminal rhinos.
Right.
I mean, so you got to sit. And they said to me, someone said to me, they asked me about Ron DeSantis. I want everyone to listen to this. Would I rather have anybody but Ron being in that White House? Absolutely. I wouldn't, because if he's colluding with the machine companies, I'm sorry, there's nothing worse, because we're going to lose everything if that's the case. You can't even chance it. And that the only way, and I'm going to keep getting the word out, that this guy should even, if he runs for president now, remember, they have all the other media to brainwash you and propaganda. They have it all, everybody. Keep an eye on corrupt, horrible Fox News.
Yep. And the point I was making about President Trump this last fall endorsing DeSantis is I'm not so sure from the sources I have that are very credible on that one that was all that something excited he wanted to do, but he was trying to think of how to make sure to preserve the Florida. And so, I mean, what I'm trying to say is President Trump did something because he was thinking beyond just himself. And where's the loyalty?
You know,
where's the loyalty with DeSantis?
Right. Yeah, where's the loyalty? And look at Sarah Huckabee. She hasn't endorsed him yet. Where's that loyalty? We could go down the list, but I want to say one thing, everybody, how important the precinct committeeman is. You all got to go out there and go to precinctstrategy.com. Go be a precinct committeeman, because you know what? You know how they're cheating us? They're cheating also in the primaries, because they're picking their rhinos. The Republican, the Uniparty is picking their people in that place. So just like South Dakota, and where they tried to stop the precinct people from voting in their people. And by the way, South Dakota, we will have another report on South Dakota, because, there's a lot of problems there with the precinct people, grassroots, and the people.
But breaking news, Show the screen. Don't worry, Mike. Larry Elder says he's very likely going to run for president in 2024, according to the Daily Mail.
Oh, wow. Well, there's another one. Larry, remember when you told the country that Biden won fair and square? I still got it. I still got that tape, Larry. The public doesn't want anybody that won't fix 2020 first and won't help get rid of these machines. We will not vote for anybody that, and especially someone that thinks Biden won the election. He did.
That's the Lindell Report. Your host, Mike Lindell. Be sure to support his work and his show. Keep this network and show going and Mike's work going. MyPillow 2.0 is out. Buy one, get one free. Use that promo code L77. Promo code L77 for the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. Help yourself and Mike Lindell and the cause to help save America. Take care.